Thanks for doing that. Well, you know, each week at this time, John hits that chord. What is that chord?
It's a B-flat triad.
A B-flat triad.
Mm-hmm. Here it is.
I love that chord. It's stimulating. That's right. It means it's town of the week time in town, village, or burg somewhere across the greater U.S. Here is Sarah Nix.
Yuba City is in Sutter County, Northern California, about halfway between the Mendocino and Tahoe National Forests.
Oh, nice.
The Maidu people were the original settlers in the region, living off the fertile land as hunters and gatherers, fishing and harvesting acorns. Oh. Spanish and Mexican expeditions first explored the area in the early 1800s, and local lore goes that Yuba City was named for the wild grapes, uva in Spanish, that were growing along the Yuba and Feather Rivers that flow nearby. Gold was discovered in the area in 1848, and the town grew up as a commercial center for prospectors. Yuba City was officially founded in 1849, and by 1852, it had a hotel, a grocery store, a post office, and 150 residents. These days, about 65,000 people live in Yuba City. Its economy is built around retail, healthcare, and farming. It's also home to the world's largest dried fruit processing plant, Sunsweet Growers. In 1988, the city launched the California Prune Festival. It was renamed the California Dried Plum Festival in 2001 and shut down.
Was it really?
It was, and then it shut down 2 years later.
Because of the name change.
Yeah. Well, they said that it was
dried plum.
They said that they shut down in part because of competition from other festivals.
Huh.
Yeah. Yuba's home to one of the largest Sikh communities in the nation, and there's a Sikh parade every November that draws more than 100,000 visitors. If you are in the area, you can visit the Community Memorial Museum of Sutter County. You can hear the roar of engines at the Hot Slots Raceway or wander through one of Yuba City's dozens of parks. And if you're looking to catch some sports, you can check out the Yuba College 49ers, and that is Yuba City, our town of the week.
49ers are pretty good this year, weren't they? Didn't I hear something about the Yuba City 49ers? What's the college?
Yuba College.
Yuba College, naturally.
Yeah.
Is it in Yuba City?
I believe so, yeah.
49ers. I thought I heard. Anyone hear about the 49ers, how they did this year? Yuba City? 49? Okay. Well, I can ask. We found someone here, actually, this week. Amazing.
Fantastic.
Isn't it amazing
success.
What you can do with a little prayer when you have a guy praying for you in Tel Aviv?
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want a guy praying for you in Tel Aviv, though. I mean, it's got nothing to do with Jerusalem or anything, you know, it's a ways. Anyway, Bob Harlan's on the phone from Yuba City, and hi, Bob, how are you?
Very good. Good morning, Michael.
How are you? Pretty good?
Yeah. Nice sunny day.
Sunny day.
Drought-filled state of California.
Yeah. What do you got planned for today, Bob? You got to be out there doing something, I'm sure.
Well, I'm the president of the Acting Company, which is a local community theater. And we have children's plays and main stage adult plays, 5 plays this weekend, so keeps me busy.
You know what? You sound well-spoken. I can believe that you're an actor.
I'm not an actor.
You're not an actor.
I've never been on a stage. I'm on the management.
But you have a good voice. You have a voice that would project, I would think.
Well, I was in radio for 30 years before retirement, so,
So there's
kind of doing the same thing you're doing.
Are there a lot of old radio people in Yuba City?
A few of us, not a lot.
Yeah. What sort of radio did you do, Bob?
Well, we had a community radio station, which is still in existence, mm-hmm. KUBA Radio, which is 1600 on the dial in Yuba City, and the cluster of 3 stations. Mm-hmm. I had a talk show for many years and also was general manager of the station many years.
So naturally you had your own show.
Yeah. Exactly.
General manager always gets the show. You know, that's pretty much.
That's right.
You want to get in radio? Be a general manager. You'll
that's
get
right.
In the radio. And yours, it was a talk show. Was it a politics thing or just a general sort of chat show? Or
general chat, kind of what you're doing. Just kind of keeping things light and a lot of information about the community.
Yeah. We do more misinformation than information. But that's nice. It's community radio, that's what you should do. Play any music on there too, Bob? Or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right now the format is an oldies format.
Oldies. Mm-hmm. In Yuba City.
Right.
You're not still doing that? You're still general managing that? Or?
No, I'm a property owner, but it was sold out about 4 years ago.
Yeah. And now what's this thing you're doing with the actors? What's that?
Well, I'm president of the Acting Company, which is community theater, and we've been around. We're celebrating our 30th season.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's highly respected with very high quality performers.
Yeah. And these are all local people who want to do some acting, and you work with them and develop all the productions.
Yeah, literally 98% of the actors are from Yuba City and are joining areas of Yuba and Sutter counties.
Yeah. Where are the other 2% from?
Well, once in a while, once in a great while, we have
a passerby comes through.
Actors from Sacramento.
Okay.
They come up.
Big leaguers up there in Sacramento, huh?
Yeah, they're equity actors, and
you got to pay them.
We actually have to pay them a stipend.
That's not good. They should at least bounce it back to you as a donation or something.
Well, in many ways they do,
but in an important way they don't. Anyhow, so what are you mounting currently there?
Right now we're in the final. It's kind of interesting because you're in Wisconsin. We're
right.
Final weekend of Escanaba in the Moonlight.
Escanaba? That's near us. We got Upers right here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Upers filled the stage last night. And,
in Yuba City.
Play. Jeff Daniels wrote it back in the 1980s.
Oh, yeah. Seems to me I've heard about that.
Actually, early 90s, I guess it was.
Yeah. And Jeff Daniels wrote it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Has he appeared in that thing? What's it called again?
Escanaba. In the Moonlight.
That sounds beautiful. In the Moonlight. Perfect.
Yeah.
You guys been to Escanaba, of course. Beautiful in the moonlight. I would imagine. I've only seen it by day. It was nice. Well, that's excellent. But you don't actually, you've never, how come you've never actually taken a part in one of these plays?
Well, I can't remember lines. I'm amazed at how people can remember literally hundreds of lines and keep the production going so smoothly.
Yeah.
I did have a recorded segment in one production about 4 or 5 years ago. It was probably, I was playing a radio announcer.
Mm-hmm. Well, aren't you worried about being typecast?
Yeah.
Bob, did you hear the description of Yuba City? Was that pretty accurate? Anything you want to add to that or take away from?
Well, it was pretty accurate.
Yeah.
The Yuba College 49ers actually are in the adjacent county of Yuba County.
Oh.
It's always been kind of confusing because Yuba City is not in Yuba County.
No.
And
why would
it
be?
Come out here, you're wondering, you know, what's going on here.
Yeah.
But
where the Yuba am I? Yeah, yeah.
Yuba College 49ers are.
Weren't they good? Did they have a good year or something?
They had a fair year last year. They're kind of in a rebuilding phase with a brand new coach and things going real well. So I think we'll see them in the next couple of years return to stardom. We do have another summer wood bat. League here, mm-hmm. and we have the Marysville Gold Sox, which is very well respected and highly attended. They'll pull in generally between 1,000 and 3,000 people a night to watch their games in the summer.
The Gold Sox?
They're college kids from all over the United States that come to play here.
Mm-hmm. Well, how cool. You got a nice ballpark there?
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, all right, so some of the other parts of town now, if we were coming there and looking around, what would you want to make sure that we saw in Yuba City or the county?
Well, basically, we are an agricultural area. Mm-hmm. 94% of the entire Sutter County, which Yuba mm-hmm. City is located in, is undeveloped.
Okay.
We have rice, walnuts, peaches, almonds, prunes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, we have a lot of hunting and fishing. Mm-hmm. And bird watching, hiking.
Sounds great.
We have three rivers that run through our area, plus a large bypass mm-hmm. from the Sacramento River.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things you mentioned was the Sikh Parade, which mm-hmm. is in November. We also have a Punjabi Festival, which is a Sikh festival, and that's Memorial Day weekend.
Hmm.
Also, we have a lot of other just kind of fun things that go on throughout the year, nothing major.
Yeah. What's the big draw at the Punjabi Festival? I mean, I've never been to one. Is it like corn dogs or something? Or?
No. No, I don't think they have corn dogs.
What sort?
It's really very much a celebration of the Sikh culture.
Right.
And it basically, attending it, you might find probably about 95% of the people there are East Indian.
Mm-hmm.
This is, after all, one of the largest conclaves of East Indians outside of India.
But food-wise, what would you get? I mean, because when I think of festivals, I go there to eat and...
Yeah, it's all range of great East Indian cuisine.
Sounds really good. All right, so you got that, and you got in the Sikh festival, and what else you got going on?
One thing you didn't mention was we are home to the world's smallest mountain range.
Didn't come up.
The world's smallest mountain range. Oh, that's cool.
Well, it was a volcano that formed about 1.6 million years ago, and it's been inactive for 1.4 million years.
Well, that's a long time, yes.
And actually, from the ground, it looks like a little mountain range, but from the air, of course, it's circular like a volcano.
Mm-hmm.
But this mountain range is only a few miles long, and it's been dubbed as the world's smallest mountain range.
Yeah, what's the altitude on the tallest peak of the smallest?
It goes up to about 2,100 feet.
That's not so small. Around here, that would be a huge edifice. In Illinois, you could see all of Illinois from that.
Or as Sarah Palin says, I can see Russia from my back porch.
Yeah, from the smallest mountain range on my porch, she could see it. Well, that's really
interesting.
So it's a collapsed volcano, basically.
Yeah, it's a dormant volcano.
Yeah.
Also, it had the Minuteman missiles in it during the Cold War.
No, really?
Yeah, had Minuteman missile silos in there, and they filled those with concrete, and nobody can get in there anymore.
Why would they put Minutemen on the smallest mountain range in the world? Wouldn't they want a bigger mountain range?
I guess it was convenient. I don't know. Probably was porous enough to put stuff in. Also, you were mentioning in the lead-in about grapes.
Grapes?
And this is the home of the Thompson seedless grape. It was developed here back in 1875.
People take it for granted now, but in the old days, you bit into one of those things, you could crack a tooth.
Thompson seedless grape?
No, before the Thompsons. I'm saying, no, God, no. Grapes with seeds in them. Kids now, they'd fall over if they bit into a seed into a grape. That's the difference that Thompson seedless grapes made.
And one other thing, it did not happen here.
No,
but
in the county, maybe.
No, not even in the county.
No.
But we have a fellow who was an early aviation pioneer and inventor, and he actually was the first person to develop an airplane.
No.
And
that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
No, come on.
Would I lie to you?
I don't know. You sound pretty truthful. But you're a radio guy. They all do.
Yeah, they all do.
Yeah.
But that was back he actually had a heavier-than-air flight near San Diego back in 1883.
No kidding.
And has a U.S. patent for that flight for the invention of the airplane was granted on September 18th, 1906.
Right.
Before the Wright brothers. So.
Oh. And his name, is that lost to posterity?
John? Oh, no, that's not his name. What is his name? It's been lost to my
John
computer
Posterity. First man to fly.
Yeah, John Posterity.
From Yuba City to the county.
That's right.
All the way into the county.
Yeah, no, actually, he did it in San Diego.
Okay. Well, how was he related to Yuba City then?
He was born and raised here.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
That works for me then. Bob, I want to thank you so much. It's been fascinating. I think we know everything you could know right now from this vantage point about Yuba City and Sutter.
One thing I might do before we go is give you a way to find out more about the area.
Yes. Let me ask you then, Bob. Bob, is there a way we can find out more about the area?
Michael, I'm glad you asked. Yes, there is. Our tourism website is being reconstructed. It's down right
under
now.
Under construction.
But we do have a magazine, so you can scroll through that online.
Oh, you can.
And you can get to it by...
What do you do?
www.ys, as in Sam, magazine.com.
Magazine, as in magazine?
Yeah, ysmagazine.com.
.com as in .com, okay. Okay, ysmagazine.com will get you there, and that'll tell us what's going on in Yuba City and all the festivals.
Exactly, everything you wanted to know.
Okay, perfect. Bob, here's a little something for you.
Bob, we'll be sending you the treasure of America's Dairyland with a delectable selection of cheeses made without artificial growth hormones or genetically modified ingredients from Cedar Grove Cheese, Southern Wisconsin cheesemakers since 1878.
That's good cheese. You're going to like that, Bob.
Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for talking with us. Bob Harlan from Yuba City, our town of the week. Well, and he said that he called them prunes, though.
Yeah. And raisins.
Yeah. Well, whoever thought that calling them dried plums?
Plums.
Because they had those dancing prunes. They were a sensation. Yeah. They did the Motown thing, the dancing prunes, remember? They were
I think those were California raisins, actually, Michael. They were just oversized.
Never mind. They sure look like prunes, so they're full-length kind of. Okay, California raisins.
Well, see, there you go. You
that
change something,
the
and then the whole thing falls apart.
I know. Okay. What? You guys want to talk?
Do you want to throw the dart, Michael?
What?
No.
Oh, yeah, let's throw the dart.
Yeah. Okay.
Throw
good.
The dart.
We need a new...
I thought they were dancing prunes all these years. And I think, why would they do that and call them dried plums then when you got a killer?
It makes no sense whatsoever. Who wants to throw the dart? Oh, don't all jump up at once.
This picks our time of the week. You should take the dart with you.
Anybody? Okay. Oh, this is the treehouse lady. Good. We get to hear the backstory on this.
No.
Hurry up here as quick as possible.
What's your name?
Tessa.
And where did the inspiration for the treehouses come from?
My mother would like a treehouse to retire in.
Perfect. Let's go.
See, if you had the dart, you'd have it now.
Yeah, if I had the dart, we'd be too far from the stage.
If you could throw the microphone at the
man. It might be dangerous.
That's just as good. Sometimes they stick.
Okay, here you go. Don't turn around and don't hit. There you go.
A little farther back.
No, one step. That's it. You're good.
Yes! Virginia, no less. Yep. Blackstone, Virginia.
All right. Thank you very much. Nice job there, Bitsy. Sarah Nix, ladies and gentlemen, and the town of the week. Okay. She wasn't manning the applause sign, so she didn't get it very good. Try it again. Sarah Nix and the town of the week. Moving right along here, you gentlemen feel like, yes, something on your mind,
well,
John.
Jeff and I are playing a gig tomorrow at the Brink Lounge here in Madison, Wisconsin at 3 o'clock.
Is this the same one that you were playing the other week?
Well, I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. No, it's the same one.
Oh, this is very exciting. The Brink Lounge right here in Madison, if you're going to be here in Madison. And when is it?
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Tomorrow, 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, sir.
And you'll be going till late in case people have to work and they want to come right after work and they get there?
I hope they're not working on Sunday. Well, maybe they are.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, okay. At the Brink Lounge, then.
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, so after church.
Yeah, after church, sure.
You can come
after
in
services.
There.
After services.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a cover charge?
There is a cover charge.
But it's minimal, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
And you get a free drink with that, or?
You probably do not get a free drink with that.
Do you have a list? Can you put some of the people on the list here so they don't have to?
I don't have a list, no.
Okay. Well, then you won't see me there.
No. Well, you know,
for all
we could
these
probably
years,
work
you could put me on
out.
The list one you time.
Could,
and
you could be on the list.
Okay. So this little tune here, they'll probably hear that tomorrow, huh?
They just might, yeah.
Which is Sunday, by the way.
No moon at all. Yeah, Sunday. Did I say that? March 9th.
You did.